Hey ladies, welcome to Girl Manifest, your guide to creating the life that you desire. It's your girl, your guru, Girl Manifest. I'm back. I know it's been a while. Thank you guys for being so patient with me as usual. And I'm proud to say, after a long hiatus, I finally have a full set of episodes for you guys. So I will be posting more consistently. I know I took some time away, but I wanted to make sure I had the content and material to be there for you guys more consistently every month. So get ready for that. Hopefully you're still with me, you're still listening. I appreciate the ladies that reach out to me all the time. You guys keep me on my toes, seriously, and you hold me accountable. And I went ahead and I did everything that I needed to do just for you guys. So I hope that you continue to support me. And I appreciate the love. I appreciate the comments, the DMs. I read them, I answer them, even if it takes me a while. But I appreciate all of the love and support. So keep it coming. And I promise to keep doing my part. So today we're going to be talking about bedtime affirmations. I know I gave you guys an episode for morning affirmations. If you haven't listened to that, just go back. It's not too far back. And give that a listen. It's a good way to start your day. But bedtime affirmations are also a great way to end your night, to clear your mind, and just get ready to get started for the next day. So we all know that affirmations are positive statements that we repeat to ourselves to create positive changes in our lives. A lot of people use affirmations in the morning to set their intentions for the day, and that's why I love my morning affirmations. But you need to know that nighttime affirmations can also be incredibly powerful. So a lot of research has shown that our thoughts before bed impact our quality of sleep and even our mood the next day. So we want to set the intentions the night before to get ready for the next day. So by incorporating positive affirmations into our nighttime routine, we can create a more peaceful and positive mindset before we go to sleep, and leading to better sleep and a more positive outlook on life. So I'm going to share with you about 15 bedtime affirmations that I like to use that you can incorporate into your nighttime routine. I think affirmations are best done maybe while you're doing a skincare routine or whatever your nighttime routine is. You can listen to them and repeat them, or you can do what I usually recommend is just to find a quiet space as usual and sit down and take some time to yourself and do your affirmations. You can even do them as you're laying in bed. A comfortable set of headphones at a reasonable volume level that can put you to sleep but obviously not damage your hearing, so we don't want that. And just listen to them as you fall asleep, and you can put them on repeat and listen to them all night, and you will see such a big difference in your behavior and your attitude when you wake up the next day, especially if you are consistent with it every night. I know that it works for me to just have a positive outlook on the day. Like, it's seeping into your subconscious mind, which I want you guys to always remember. Whatever it is that you're feeding your mind is what's going to stick, whether you realize it or not. So the benefits of nighttime affirmations are numerous. You get better sleep by focusing on positive thoughts and emotions before bed. We can create a more peaceful and relaxed state of mind, leading to better sleep. It reduces stress and anxiety. Nighttime affirmations help you calm the mind and reduce feelings of stress and anxiety, leading to more restful sleep. Increase self-confidence. By focusing on positive affirmations about ourselves, we help increase our self-confidence and improve our overall mood. And you have just an overall well-being improved in the nighttime affirmations. Overall, you're promoting just positive thoughts and emotions, leading to more positive outlook on life. And it's also just a great way to erase the day. The key is really to find affirmations that resonate with you and make you feel good. Of course, at the end of the episode, I'm going to give you guys my 15 affirmations. So tonight, as you get ready for bed, take a few minutes to focus on those positive thoughts. Repeat to yourself or write them down in a journal or notebook. Allow yourself to relax. Let go of any negative thoughts or worries. Remember, your thoughts before bed can impact your quality of sleep and your mood the next day. By incorporating positive affirmations before bed in the nighttime routine, you can promote restful sleep and a more positive mindset. And you guys know that that's what I'm all about. Everything that you want in life starts with the mind. It starts with what you tell yourself. And we need to keep things positive always. All right. So I know this was a quick one, but we're going to get into the affirmations. So as usual, find yourself a quiet place, glass of wine, or whatever it is that you need to relax. And thank you guys for listening. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on YouTube, Twitter. Leave me messages. I'm going to add Q&A so you guys can always reach out and let me know if you need anything. And let's get started. Okay, ladies. So as usual, I want you to find a quiet space. Get whatever you need to relax, a glass of wine, and somewhere where you can just unwind. And we'll start the positive affirmations. So remember, a positive mind brings positive results. I am grateful for this day and all the blessings in my life. I am grateful for this day and all the blessings in my life. I am at peace with myself and my surroundings. I am at peace with myself and my surroundings. I release all negative thoughts and emotions and embrace positivity and joy. I release all negative thoughts and emotions and embrace positivity and joy. I trust in my ability to handle whatever challenges tomorrow may bring. I trust in my ability to handle whatever challenges tomorrow may bring. I am deserving of restful and rejuvenating sleep. I am deserving of restful and rejuvenating sleep. My mind and body are relaxed and I am ready for a good night's sleep. My mind and body are relaxed and I am ready for a good night's sleep. I am loved and supported by those around me. I am loved and supported by those around me. I am proud of myself for all that I have accomplished today. I am proud of myself for all that I have accomplished today. I am confident in my abilities and my future. I am confident in my abilities and my future. I am surrounded by abundance and positivity. I am surrounded by abundance and positivity. I am worthy of love, respect, and happiness. I am worthy of love, respect, and happiness. I forgive myself for any mistakes I made today, and I choose to learn from them. I forgive myself for any mistakes I made today, and I choose to learn from them. I trust in the universe to guide me towards my highest good. I trust in the universe to guide me towards my highest good. I am surrounded by peace and tranquility. I am surrounded by peace and tranquility. I am grateful for the opportunity to rest and recharge, and I look forward to a new day tomorrow. I am grateful for the opportunity to rest and recharge, and I look forward to a new day tomorrow. Okay, ladies, so that's the end of this episode. I hope you ladies enjoyed it. Remember to do your affirmations before bed and in the morning. It's super helpful because, you know, a positive mind brings positive results. I hope you ladies tune into the next episode. If you want to get in touch with me, want to talk about anything, have any questions, or just want to say hello, you can always DM me on Instagram at Girl Manifest, also on Twitter at Girl Manifest. And I might be starting a YouTube, so look out for that and send me a message. Let me know if that's something that you ladies would be interested in. As usual, I appreciate you ladies listening. Please send me messages on Spotify. You can listen to me there. I also accept question and answers there, which is something that I just started doing and it seems pretty interesting. You can also listen to me on Anchor. We're on iHeartRadio and I think Google Radio also. So if any of those are convenient for you, just tune in there. Oh, and Apple Podcasts, of course. So thank you, ladies, as usual, for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye.